News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
President Donald Trump says he's not going to pause tariffs. The European Union said it would start collecting retaliatory duties on some imported US goods next week. EU trade ministers have agreed they prefer negotiations to remove tariffs imposed by President Trump over retaliation. But is retaliation inevitable? The EU Commissioner for Democracy, Justice, the Rule of Law and Consumer Protection is Michael McGrath. He's with us now. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Jonathan.
A document seen by Reuters is saying the European Commission is proposing counter tariffs of 25%. Is that going to happen?
Well, there will be a vote among the member states, and that's expected to happen tomorrow. And we anticipate that the first round of countermeasures then will come into effect next week. And it's only when the measures actually come into effect that the full list is published. But we are in a position where as of today, the 25% tariffs imposed by President Trump on steel, aluminium and car exports from the EU to the US are in effect. And from tomorrow, we will have the so-called 20% reciprocal tariffs in place as well. So that brings the overall value of EU exports to the US that will be subject to tariffs, additional tariffs announced by President Trump, at around €380 billion, amounting to some €80 billion in tariffs. And when you compare that to what the let's say the normal payment rate of tariffs would have been, at around €7 billion in respect of EU exports to the US. So that just puts in context the scale of what is happening here and the disruption caused to global trade, not least to this very important and mutually beneficial trading relationship between the EU and the US. We've been very clear in our response, Jonathan. Our strong preference is for negotiations with the US. We still stand ready to negotiate.
With due respect, Commissioner, you've tried the negotiations. You offered zero tariffs on cars and industrial goods, and that was rejected. So, I mean, are you trying to negotiate with someone who says they want to negotiate but isn't?
Well, our willingness to negotiate is only one part of our response. And I think when we set out the hierarchy of our preferences, it's important we are clear that we do wish to negotiate. It is our preference because we recognise that everyone loses when it comes to a trade war and the imposition of tariffs. We've seen the turbulence in the markets. That's one thing, even though it has real impacts on the lives of ordinary people. But also the impact on businesses, on consumers and workers is all negative when it comes to the impact of tariffs. So, yes, on the one hand, we say we're willing to negotiate. But on the other hand, we are also preparing to respond. And the first tangible steps in that direction will be happening this week.
But are you willing to give us an indication of what is that going to look like? I mean, you're saying it's going to happen, but, you know, we need to know what that is, presumably because we need to know that the European Union is going to stand up to Donald Trump.
We have been consulting with member states, and as Commissioner Shefcovic pointed to yesterday, we've listened to member states. And so initially the plan was that it would be approximately €26 billion worth of US goods that would be subject to the tariffs that we are announcing. And that was designed to match the initial round of tariffs announced by President Trump on steel and aluminium. We have listened to member states. So the figure will be somewhat less than that, but it is only the first response, and there will be a further response in the event of negotiations failing.
Okay.
Because we've had a number of phases to what President Trump has announced. What we are putting in train tomorrow, in terms of a vote by member states, will be our response to the first phase. But in the event of negotiations failing, there will be further countermeasures brought forward by the EU. We want to avoid that situation. We think nobody wins in that scenario, but we do need to defend the interests of the European Union, and we do need to create an incentive for substantive negotiations to take place.
China has fought back. They imposed extra tariffs on US goods in retaliation. They didn't start this particular trade war. But then Donald Trump says he's going to impose a further 50% tariffs. If the EU does follow through with any kind of retaliation, are you anticipating further reaction from the US?
It's difficult to predict that with any level of certainty. But the EU does need to respond in the absence of meaningful negotiations, because the tariffs that have been imposed to date and the 20% tariffs that kick in tomorrow are wholly unjustified. There is no rational basis for them. The EU-US trade relationship is broadly balanced. Yes, the EU has a surplus in goods that is almost matched by the US surplus in service exports to the EU. So the net position is less than 50 billion euro of a trade surplus in favour of the EU in the context of an annual trade relationship of 1.6 trillion euro. So that is around 3% of the overall value of trade. And what we're witnessing here is an escalation of tariffs from 7 billion north to about 80 billion euro. So the EU has to respond to that and will respond in the event of negotiations failing. But we really want to avoid that scenario because everybody loses.
What about looking elsewhere? Because we are concentrating on the US. It is the biggest economy globally. But the EU also trades with China. It trades with Australia. It trades with India. There are many markets that the EU can focus on. Why are we allowing the situation with Donald Trump to detract from the fact that we are a significant trading bloc that can and probably at this point should do deals with other nations?
And we are, and we have real strength in the collective here. The fact that, first of all, trade policy is a competence of the European Commission. That gives us the strength of being part of a bloc of 450 million consumers. Access to our single market is incredibly valuable and lucrative for the companies who trade with the European Union, including US companies who have benefited massively. But we are now working to diversify our trade relationships. The US makes up about 13% of global goods trade. That means there's a further 87% that is there to be won. So we've already concluded negotiations with a number of partners, and we are now in active negotiations with India, Indonesia, Thailand, the Philippines, and indeed the Gulf region as well. And in addition to that, part of the strategy, we are working to improve our own single market, and that means deepening the integration of the single market, breaking down the barriers that are there, making more use of what is an extraordinary single market of 450 million people.
Finally, Michael McGrath, is a trade war with the United States now inevitable?
We certainly hope not, but what we have seen from the US administration is probably the biggest disruption to the system of global trade that we've experienced in up to a century. The scale of this is very difficult to overstate. The impact is real, and these tariffs will now come into effect in terms of the 20% reciprocal ones tomorrow. That will have an impact. It will have an impact on trade. It will have an impact on jobs. It will have an impact on workers. So this is enormous. We have to navigate our way through this in a very considered, careful and proportionate manner. The EU is up for meaningful negotiations. Okay. We're part of the solution in working with the US on issues that are of mutual concern. But in the absence of that, we do need to respond and create an incentive for the US to get around the table with us.
Michael McGrath, EU Commissioner, thanks for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.